Thank you for listening today on Podcast with Pastor Larry. Please rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. Feel free to check us out at podcastwithpastorlarry.com. In just a moment, Pastor Larry will be teaching us a constant truth from God's Word to help us in this always changing world. You can always find more teaching with Pastor Larry at Freedom Ministries through our Facebook page at Freedom in Virginia, or on our YouTube channel at Freedom Church 4, that's the number 4, Others. That would be Freedom Church 4, Others. Now, let's get to learning the Bible, to live the Bible with Pastor Larry.
Hey, this is Pastor Larry. It's so good to be with you again today. Thanks for allowing me to step away last week and, yes, even show you some replays from last or lately posted Bible studies, probably from a couple years ago, and I hope they encouraged you. But it's good to be back with you. I was out of town, but we didn't want to miss getting the Word of God out to you. And so I hope that you're doing well. I'm looking forward to getting back into our study and picking back up where we left off. We are studying growing a deeper faith and a closer relationship with God. This is episode 33. If you've missed any of these, the last episode pertaining to this series or study would be episode 32, but this is episode 33. So if you're joining me today and, hey, you're listening in on the podcast ministry, you're hearing in, awesome, good job for that. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe as well. And maybe you're jumping in on the Facebook Live. That's awesome. I'm glad that you had time to be a part of this live video Bible study. We're going to continue. We're going to continue to study our subject matter of that growing a deeper faith. What does that look like? How do you get to that place? How long does it take? Well, it is a journey. It is a lifelong process until we get to heaven. But there is and are some things to help us put the ingredients together, to help us grow our spiritual faith. Yes, to have spiritual growth, and it should be evident in your life and in my life. All believers, true professing believers, not just in word, but there should be indeed, it should show up in the way that we live, that we belong to Christ. And so right now, a part of this study, we have been learning about God's formula for spiritual growth. Some of the things that we have actually looked at have been this thought from James. James said this in James chapter 1, verse 22. James said in James chapter 1, verse 22, I'll bring that back up for us. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Did you catch that first part? James said, be doers of the word and not just hearers. Yes, it is important that you listen to God's word and that you listen to him. But it's also a second part of the equation, and that is we actually do what God asks us to do and what he reveals to every individual through his word. See, the formula has been this, and we spent a lot of time on the first part, and that was instruction. Yes, listening, being that hearer that we need to be. But then there is that second part of the formula, the equation, the ingredient, and that is involvement, the actual doing. And when you put learning, okay, instruction with involvement, the doing, it equals spiritual growth. And that is where we are. The part that we've been digging in through this series lately has been the part of involvement. What is that and what does it look like? It is being a doer of the word and then putting it into practice, what we've heard. So the involvement is we actually do what we've been told, what we've been instructed to do. And so what we've been learning is that there is a threefold involvement part to this. There is a threefold involvement. And I have shared with you the first one, which was the great commandment, which is love others, right? Love God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, right? And with all your strength. And the second is like unto the first, love others, right? Love others as you love yourself. So God really doesn't separate the two. Love is the key factor. It is so crucial in our life. Yes, even loving people when they disappoint you. Loving people when they sin against you. And you need that as well. You need to love yourself as God loves you, not a self-inflated and weird kind of a way, but realize who your identity is in Christ. And then from that, you become an extension, a conduit, if you will, of God's love, yes, to you, but then through you to others. Simply loving others as Christ loves you. And we've spent a lot of time on that and gave a lot of scriptures, but I want to start on some new ground today. When we're talking about this threefold involvement, when it comes to doing, it, yes, looks as the great commandment of loving others, but there's a second part. And the second fold of this ingredient is the Great Commission. And what is the Great Commission? It's simply to witness to others. So when you evaluate your spiritual walk and your spiritual growth, is it showing up in the way that you love others? If not, that is an area you need to focus on. If you're doing well on that, then what about the second stage? This second ingredient to involvement, and that is witnessing to others. Our involvement is not limited just to those who are in the body of Christ, to other Christians. But rather, it's also to include and involve those who do not know the Lord. Yes, those that are outside the church, those who are not in the family of God. They need to see the love of God, but they definitely need to hear it as well. And so it's important that we involve ourselves in witnessing, sharing the gospel, good news, of the Bible and what Christ has done on the cross, that we might lead sinners to repentance and belief in Jesus Christ as their Savior and for the forgiveness of their sins. I would imagine that if you know Christ as your Savior, someone was involved in that. Someone shared the good news with you. Someone walked you through certain scriptures of the Bible and pointed out and showed you by truth your sin against God and what your sin against God, breaking His commandments, any sin, will do and separate you from all that is good and holy and separate you from an eternal life in God. And without the remedy and belief and faith of you putting your heart and trust in Jesus Christ, the scripture then also reveals to us what that consequence or result is. It's eternal death. I would imagine that as a born-again believer, as a Christian, that someone shared those principles from God's word with you. You know, Jesus told his disciples, right? He said, go out into the nations and make disciples. That's what he said. He told them to go and teach them to observe all the things that I have commanded you. The Apostle Paul gave us the Great Commission as well. And yes, it is different from the 12 disciples, as their ministry was to the nation of Israel, an earthly ministry, Ours is one of a heavenly ministry, and it is different, but it's still a commission, and that is to witness to others. Paul said this in Acts chapter 26, verses 17 and 18. We'll look at a few verses here. Paul said, "I will deliver you from your people." This is Jesus speaking to Paul, "and from the Gentiles to whom I now send you." The Apostle Paul was sent unto the Gentiles to open their eyes. That is what the truth does. It reveals darkness and reveals our sinful condition. Paul said to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. This truly is our commission of witnessing to others. This is the goal, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them, those who are sanctified by faith in me. That is what Christ is giving us to do today. This is our great commission for today, that we would be witnesses of Christ to the unreached people, those who are outside the faith. What is the goal? It is to turn them from darkness to light. Yes, by first opening their eyes. The truth of God, the Word of God, opens our eyes. It reveals truth. It removes the scales, if you will, from all the lies and the ideology that we have believed in through the world's philosophy that is leading us astray and leading us to eternal damnation. And Paul said to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. This is our commission today. This is our goal, church, Christian. This is a high purpose for you. This is our calling. This is what we ought to be doing in our Christian life. Why? So that every person may receive forgiveness of their sins. Yes, just like you and I have. They may not know. Someone has to tell them. Someone has to reveal this to them. And so we receive the forgiveness of our sins, and we get an inheritance, right? A heavenly home, eternal life. Among those who are sanctified, separated, we are taken out of death and brought into life. Jesus said, who are sanctified, separated in by faith in me. You know, to be an effective witness for Christ, we got to let people know that we care about them. Yes, they may not believe it at first because they've heard it. And maybe they've heard it from people and they've been let down. They've been discouraged. Not everybody maybe showed that they cared. They just said that they cared, but it really didn't show up in their actions. Folks, we've got to do that. We've got to do it not just in word, but in deed, in doing also. And that we should have a desire. I trust and pray that you have this desire to see everyone be saved, that no one would spend an eternity separated from the Father, but that they would know Christ as their Lord and Savior. And Jesus gave very clear instructions about how we are to love them. Yes, even them who persecute us. We are to give to them. We are to love them, to care for them, pray for them, and even speak well of them. Listen to what Paul said in Colossians 1, 27 and 28. To them God would make known what is the glorious riches of this mystery among the nations. What is this mystery? Listen to the rest of the verse in Colossians 1, 27. It is Christ in you, the hope of glory. This mystery is no longer a secret. God has revealed it to all through his Son, Jesus Christ, through the finished and completed work that Jesus did on the cross. Paul said in verse 28 of Colossians 1, whom we preach, warning everyone and teaching everyone in all wisdom, so that we might present them perfect. That means mature, coming into the faith in Christ Jesus. Yes, this is the goal. This is our great commission, to witness to every person, even those who don't want to hear it, even those who aren't that nice, who are rejecting the faith, who are absolutely persecuting the church, saying wrong things and hurtful things, even to you, maybe as a believer where you work, maybe even being mocked. Jesus said something in Matthew 5. In Matthew 5, Jesus said in verse 43 and 44, you have heard that it was said, Jesus said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, hear now what Jesus said, to love your enemies and bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Now, let's be honest and transparent. We all struggle with that one. But this is Christ-like. This is love displayed in the greatest way. This is how people are won over to Christ. It is done through love, through witnessing, yes, in word, but also through our actions. How do you feel about this commission that Christ has given us, that we're to take this good news, the gospel, to every person? Yes, even to those who are absolutely against it, who fight against it, want to write laws to even eradicate Christianity and religious liberty. What does the Word of God say about this whole thing of being a witness to others? Let's look at a few verses today together, if we can. The first one comes from 1 John 4, 9 and 19. That's 1 John chapter 4, verse 9 and verse 19. In this way, John writes, the love of God was revealed to us, that God sent his only begotten Son in the world, that we might live through him. God showed his love by sending his Son for the whole world. And verse 19 of 1 John chapter 4 says, we love him because he first loved us. We wouldn't know how to love correctly without Jesus. And aren't we trying, I hope and pray that we are, trying to perfect our love towards others? We're not always good at it. We're not always efficient at it, or even do it at the right times, or even do it with the right motive, with a pure heart, or even at sometimes even know how to love. Well, that is why God has given us his word, so that we can do this, and that this is how we are to respond to the world. We respond to the world as Jesus, through God the Father, has responded to us. Yes, even when we were enemies of God, even when we mocked God, even when we were sinful and in our rebelliousness, and when we were apathetic towards the things of God, not wanting anything to do with God, he still loved us, didn't he? He didn't wait on us to love him first, then he loves us. No. We love God because he first loved us. How about this next verse that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5? There are a few verses here. This is Jesus giving a message which is known as the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus gave a lengthy message that was a few chapters in length, but I want to pull a few of these out for you of this message that Jesus gave and share them with you today. Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 45 to start with. Jesus said, you have heard that it was said, we kind of gave this a minute ago, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, as we review this, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that, listen to this verse, that you may be the sons of your Father who is in heaven. This is what he does. This is who he look like. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Do you know that God, the Father, is good to all? He really is. Even if you don't believe it, even if you don't believe in God, he's still good. It doesn't change who he is. And so even though we may not get along with people, or they don't get along with us, or they may not like us, we are still to respond in a manner of love. This is the better way. Matthew 5, verse 46 and 47 says, for if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? So if we only love those who reciprocate this back or love us in return, are we really doing anything that the world doesn't do? Are we doing anything extra? No, we're not. Verse 47 of Matthew 5 says, and if you greet your brothers only, that means only those who are in the faith, what are you doing more than others? Jesus said, do not even the tax collectors do so? Are we really doing anything above of what the world does and how they operate? In other words, are we loving supernaturally and divinely? Or are we only loving and caring based on when it is returned to us or given to us first? Jesus says, love those who don't love you. Love those who persecute you and say wrongful things against you. Mark said this in Mark chapter 5. Mark said this, go to your home, friends, and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you. This is Mark 5, 19. And what does he say? Tell them what the Lord has done for you and how the Lord has had compassion on you. What does all of this have to do about witnessing to others, this Great Commission? The Great Commission is not just talking. It's actually doing. Yes, doing. And so even Mark says, now go and tell others how good God has been to you, even when you haven't been good. God has been good. And so we've talked about so far the great commandment, love others, the great commission, right? Witness to others. But what about this third part, this three-part fold to growing a deeper faith and going and growing towards spiritual growth? The third one is the great commitment, and that is serve others. Yes, the great commandment, love others. The great commission, witness to others. But then there's this third part, the great commitment, serving others. What about your commitment? How committed are you to being a Christian? Are you being faithful to the Lord in all manners? Yes, I mean, you aren't just a Sunday Christian. You don't just put on your spiritual hat, if you will, when you are around other Christians. It's not just something you do. It is who you are. Does it show up in your love towards others? And isn't that the hard part? I find that it is at times. But nonetheless, it doesn't change what Christ has asked us and commanded us to do. And then what is he asking us to do in a commission, which means our work order, if you will, our marching orders, our purpose, and our mission? What is our commission? Commission? It's to witness to others. And then this third thought of the commitment, serving others. We will find ourselves not being very good at this, being lackadaisical and uncommitted to this, when we aren't accomplishing and striving to do the first two things well. But what does it look like to serve others? Why does this have anything to do with spiritual growth? If Jesus is our role model as a believer, and he is, do we look like Jesus and talk like Jesus? I mean, act like Jesus? Do we behave and operate our life and live our life on a daily basis after our Messiah, after our role model? I hope and trust and pray that you believe that and you are striving for that. I'd ask that you join me next time as we're going to really look at our commitment. Our commitment in serving others. Just having a desire to act and behave like Jesus did. It's not always convenient. And I find that if you wait till it's convenient, you probably won't do it. Serving others, serving Christ is really done through serving others. But maybe it should be called inconvenient Christianity, because we're always waiting to be convenient. It's a convenient opportunity when we get to church or when the scenario is just right. What about when it's hard and when you don't feel like it? Will you still serve? Will you still serve Christ by serving others? Well, next time we're going to look at that together. I want to thank you for joining me today on Tuesday here, May the 24th. It's so good to be back live here and back to our study together, growing a deeper faith and a closer relationship with God. Hope that you were encouraged today, that you grew in God's Word. And don't forget next time to invite someone with you. Share this. Help us help the cause of Christ. Get the Word of God out in the lives of others by sharing this post, linking this in your Facebook page, or even taking the link off of the podcast, podcastwithpastorlarry.com, and sharing that, texting even that link out to those within your context, just to encourage them in their walk. Who knows? It might be the very thing that they need to be encouraged today. And you would be the catalyst for that happening. As I say always, you are loved and you are prayed for. Take care. God bless.
Thanks for joining us today for Podcast with Pastor Larry. Please rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. Connect with Pastor Larry at podcastwithpastorlarry.com to hear weekly biblical teaching. You can always find more teaching of Pastor Larry at Freedom Ministries through our Facebook page at Freedom in Virginia, or on our YouTube channel at Freedom Church 4. That's the number 4 others. That would be Freedom Church 4 others. This is a listener-supported podcast. Feel free to partner with us to further our reach of the gospel to the world. If you feel led to give, please log on to PastorLarry.org. Again, thanks for connecting to Podcast with Pastor Larry.